Hello, listeners, and welcome to What Happens When I, Andy Fairbanks, a self-titled idea champion, follow my curiosity. I have a habit of surrounding myself with extraordinary people who did not set out to be extraordinary. They're just people like you and me who simply followed their heart's desire and created something wonderful that I find inspiring. I suspect you will, too. I call them everyday extraordinaries, and for 8 weeks, I'm setting out to find out what motivates them to do what they do and how I can help everyday people like you become extraordinaries too. Hi, everyone. Thanks for being here for another episode of Everyday Extraordinaries. I've got a chat with my friend and trainer from Colorado, Diana Rayl, coming up for you, which I know you're going to love. But the funny thing is, it's my very first interview that I recorded, and I think you'll hear the nerves in my voice. The sound quality is completely listenable, but I had also not quite figured out some settings yet, but I'm releasing it anyway because A, Diana is awesome and you should get to know her, and B, I'm letting go of trying to be perfect this year. So since this episode is a little shorter, I thought I'd take a moment to update you on where I am with my journey, because I've gotten some questions about what the heck is an idea champ. So I wanted to tell you today, I am a creative communications consultant. That means I work with visionaries like you to craft and elevate communication tools that motivate your audience to do whatever it is that you want them to do. So for instance, let's say you're running for office in your town or state and you have big ideas and you need to connect with voters and get them out to vote for you and maybe even tell their friends to come out and vote for you. So I can work with you to create your content. I can work with your content. I can help you create content to craft your speeches, and I can rehearse them with you and coach you on your execution. I can do some combination thereof. Maybe you already have a speech written and you just need somebody to rehearse you and make sure that it is getting your point across in the most effective manner that you can possibly have. Or maybe you have this brilliant idea. Maybe you're not a politician at all. You have this brilliant idea to take the role that you do in your professional life and turn it into a class. You've heard a lot of people say that on Everyday Extraordinaries. And I can work with you to develop and package your materials to present to prospective students to motivate them to take your course, whether that's speaking engagements or creating your own podcast or also just putting together online visuals and e-handouts. I hear all the time that I'm so good at public speaking or connecting with people. And this is my second favorite compliment behind, oh my gosh, Andy, you're so funny. And I'd like to think that it's just my innate talent, but honestly, I've been training to do this stuff my entire life. I was an actress living in New York City for 13 years. I have a BFA in drama from NYU. And before that, I had been on stage since I was 4 years old in one way or another. My survival jobs when I lived in New York City were proofreading presentations for an investment bank and teaching and selling karate classes all over the city. These things may seemingly have nothing in common, but surprisingly, there's always a through line. When I decided I'd had enough of pursuing that career, I moved to Colorado to climb mountains and got my master's degree in adult learning and instructional design. So everything in my life has been presentation-based in one way or another. The attention to detail from proofreading and copywriting, the selling classes, marketing, motivating people in class to be their best, and then working as a trainer and an admin at a med tech company, learning, again, it's more attention to detail and creating learning modules and making sure that everybody is on the same page. Everything is presentation-based. In my master's program, I took classes where I got to learn various communications technologies and fool around with social media techniques and figure out how to incorporate games into learning. That's right. I took a class where my weekly assignment was play a game and figure out how to teach something using it. By far, the biggest lesson that I learned was to tell stories. You want someone to remember a concept? Tell them a story about it. Now, of course, in gamification, you tell them a story through playing a game, and it's a lot of repetition. But if you have a personal story to tell or a story that you've heard from somebody that you can connect to your message, that's always going to enhance it and make people connect to it better. And this is my specialty. I put it to work last year when my friend, an extraordinary writing coach, Jenny Hadfield, asked for my assistance with a presentation on her coaching style that she was giving at a weekend-long seminar. Her content is impeccable. It's beyond reproach. I have nothing to add to it. She is the expert. She is one of the smartest people I know. I'm a huge fan of her brand. She could present for days on what she knows. But what she asked me for was just a fresh eye. And if, as an adult educator, I could help her pull her topic together and organize it into an engaging presentation. And that's what's really great about the work that I do, or what I feel is really great about it, is that I'm always doing something different. And here is somebody who is already really great at public speaking, but it's just always great to have that other person come in and look for something that you might not see on your own. So she had a success story about one of her clients on her podcast the month before we started working on this. And I immediately said, you need to tell that story. Tell that story in increments in this presentation and break out the lessons learned at each step in the story to highlight your running philosophy. And we worked on this together for, I guess, about 2 weeks, brainstorming, her writing, me editing, and coming up with simple, colorful visuals. When she rehearsed it for me for the first time, I almost cried. It was her voice, her content, and her story, but with my creative touch on it to bring it together. And it worked. It was very well received, and we were all thrilled. Jenny, me, her audience. And this quiet, timid voice inside of me, and I'm not quiet and timid if any of you have met me, but inside I am. And this quiet, timid voice said, you need to be doing this. You need to be doing this all the time. So fast forward to the massive layoff at my admin job, which was a huge blessing in disguise that you can read about on my blog. That post is called Before You're Ready. That voice was screaming at that point, and it seemed that the only thing I could do was swallow my unfounded fears and just do it, put together some kind of a business where I could do this work that I'm really passionate about, and I feel that I really do have some skill for. So here we are. My love for and deep belief in the power of telling stories led me to this podcast. It also has the added bonus of including the other passion in my life, which is surrounding myself with the most uplifting, passionate, perfectly imperfect people that I can find. I genuinely believe that everyone has something about them that is extraordinary, which means I'll never run out of guests. And more importantly, and what I want to leave you with, is that I want everyday people like you to realize your potential to make your mark in the world just by following through on your big ideas and getting your message out there. Reach out to me. Let's get to work.
So here we are on another episode of Everyday Extraordinaries, and today I have the great pleasure of talking with my friend Diana Rail, a founder and owner of Profound Fitness, and that's in Westminster, Colorado, and that's near Denver, for those of you who are not in Colorado. So this is a new gym that she's opened just a little over a year ago, and the mission statement of the gym reads, Profound Fitness is a fitness facility that helps people reach their fitness goals, focusing on restorative training for the aging body and fitness for special needs. Fitness goals are achieved through mixed martial arts and functional training. And Diana was my trainer in Colorado for a bit, and she's the only person who's ever motivated me by saying that she'll kick me in the leg if I say anything negative about myself. So we love Diana. I'm really looking forward to diving into how all of this came about with her new gym. But first, you have to hear about Diana's background, as it's fascinating. She's kind of a badass. Well, more than kind of, actually. So welcome, Diana. Are you excited to talk all about you today?
Hey, Andy. Thanks for having me today.
Well, I think that the people need to hear about your background as an actual, factual MMA fighter. So can you share with us a little bit about how you got into that?
You know, my husband now, Benjamin, he has been in the sport since he was very young, and, you know, he's always trained and taught people how to, you know, do martial arts and Muay Thai. And there just happened to be a girl in Wyoming. Her name was Shannon, and, she was just about my size, and she kind of got a little mouthy towards Ben and his training, and he was insulted by it. So, you know, she pretty much said, I can be any, 105 pound girl that you would train. So I was like, well, I happen to have a 105 pound girl at home. So I trained, I went to Wyoming and I won, with the standing elbow. I, cut her eyebrow open, sent her home with 12 stitches. So that's really how I, you know, got involved in it. I trained for a few months for the fight. And after that, it was like, I was addicted to it.
Wow. Wow. That's really awesome. And so, and how did you then get, how did that translate into teaching? Because I know you trained as a fighter, but then you got into teaching fighting to other people. And how did that come about?
I did, you know, I was a preschool teacher and I always just wanted to incorporate martial arts because I truly felt that that was my passion into my life. And one day I happened to see a, I was just looking for jobs and things like that. Just kind of, you know, how you get to those points in life, your life, and let's see what else is out there. I saw an ad for, I think it was on Craigslist for LA Boxing. And they were looking for a martial arts instructor, just somebody with experience with boxing, kickboxing, MMA. And so happened to be, I had the open interviews on November 1st, which is my birthday. So I leaped in and I went, and out of like five of us, I was the only one hired. And that's kind of how it all started, was through starting at LA Boxing, which soon turned into the UFC gym. And
that's where I met you.
That is.
I love this idea, like this imagining in my head of you with this, you know, you picture a preschool teacher, like gentle and nurturing, and then you're doing that by day. And then at night you're going out and cutting people's elbows open for sport. I kind of love that. So what is it about fighting and training others to fight for fitness that keeps you feeling so passionately about it?
You know, it's not necessarily the fighting. I think it's more of the training aspect of it. It's more of the journey. You know, you have to mentally prepare yourself for things. You have to physically prepare yourself. You got to go through injuries, train through injuries. You have to train through mental struggle, financial struggle a lot of times, because you're eating clean and trying to stay, you know, on portion with diet and things like that. I think the focus before the fight is what I like most. And the fight is kind of like, okay, now this is what you've done all this for. You know, it's like when you put a plan together and you work your plan, the fight is that plan, you go and you work it.
Right.
So I really think it's not necessarily fighting that I'm passionate about. I think it's the process of fighting I have a true respect for. You know, and I think it gives me a great understanding for my training for others, just because I know how it feels to train through injury. I know how it feels to have a mental struggle and just not have the energy or want to train or even, you know, just go to the gym. Eating, I get it. I understand you crave those sugars, but you want, I understand it. I understand the struggle. And I think that's also what makes me a good personal trainer at the same time.
I would agree with that. And I love what you're saying about the journey, especially because, you know, I've been in your gym. I've been with you when you've taught it at the previous gym that you taught at. And it's so interesting to me to see how people respond to you, because your energy is so positive and you're very willing to share. You're very willing to share those struggles. And so even though you're this athlete, I mean, if you could see Diana, listeners, you can tell immediately just upon meeting her that she is what the picture of what the dictionary would call an athlete. But you feel so, you relate to her so easily because of her very down to earth approach to talking to people about their fitness journey and talking about her own candidly. And I think that's really special about you. So I just wanted to call that out. So you're this awesome, successful, in my book, MMA fighter, and you're teaching to pay the rent and for a space to train and dreaming about owning your own gym because you do believe in this journey so much. And now that dream has come true. And the Denver Post ran a fantastic article on Profound when Diana was opening her gym and about what she's trying to accomplish. And in the article, it says, Rael's passion is athleticism and treating the body properly, but her newfound passion is making sure that special needs people have access to the same fitness opportunities as those without special needs. So that kind of brings me to Jessie, who is the client who I believe changed your life. And can you tell us a little bit about that?
Ah, yes. I love Jessie. I actually just saw her this morning. We did some running. We know how much Jessie loves to run. She's actually doing really great. She is one of my most prideful clients, I would have to say. She does have Down syndrome. When I first met Jessie, she was 135 pounds. Her cognitive ability just wasn't where it should be. Her understanding for fitness and health wasn't, as good as it should be. And I kind of just helped coach her, and she stuck with it. She struggled. She continues to focus even when she hits those points of eating problems. We all get off track with our diet. And I just have to talk her back into, why we stay fit. So when I got a hold of her, she was 135. Now we're sitting at 118, and it really is all on her. I just kind of give her the tools and she uses them, and she has the confidence in her abilities now. And I think that's where her results come from, is just the fact that I have given her the ability to see that she's no different than anybody else, and she can do the same things that we all do, and she has those abilities just like us. And I really think that that's what skyrocketed her fitness and why she's done so well with it. She loves kickboxing. She's actually one of my yellow belts in my program.
Wow, so
she's awesome. She just tries, and that's really all I ask, is that you just try. And it's so nice to see her believe in herself. When I first started working with Jessie, she would go up the stairs 2 feet at a time, because her balance and coordination was off a little bit. Now she stands on the Bosu with one leg. Now she walks up and down the stairs just like we all do, with confidence. We run up the stairs. So there's things that I think just me pushing her and saying we can do it really has given her the success that, that she has had with me.
And it's interesting because you have her whole family training there as well, correct? The whole, her mm-hmm. mom and yeah. And I'm sure that it has enriched their relationship at home as well, because they're all on this journey together, and it's something that they can do together, which I think is really important.
It's like they all have something in common, which is really cool. It's nice to have something to share with everybody.
Yeah. Wow. And do you think that this kind of work, this work that you're doing with Profound, because I know that you also, we've mentioned, have work with people who are a little older, who have maybe either been gone from fitness a long time, or it's their first time coming to it because they want to live healthier lives and everything. Do you think that working with that kind of special or different need, do you think that's your life's work?
I do. When I was at my other gyms professionally for, I was there for 5 years. And one thing I saw was the lack of fitness facilities or opportunity for the aging adults that, maybe has dropped out of fitness, but still wants to regain it back, or that special needs person that, just because they have an ambulatory issue doesn't mean we can't work them out in a different manner. A lot of our fitness industry is based towards groups, not individuals. And that's one thing I really picked up on in that span of time in the other gyms. And I believe me observing that and kind of picking up that type of clientele over the years, I know it is. I know it's my niche, just because I wake up every morning and I want to do what I'm doing. So I know it is my life's passion.
See, I love hearing that, because again, we started this call off by talking about, it just was kind of a random thing that your boyfriend at the time needed to train a fighter to fight this other person. And now your life has taken on this incredible meaning, and it's so important to people. And I love to watch your journey. And how do you see your journey evolving in the years to come? Do you have an idea of what direction this will go in?
I always, I'm a big, planner. So my 5
I don't know
to
anything
years...
about that.
I try. my 5 to 10 year plan would be, I would like for, Profound to branch out, or even make it so I can go around to fitness facilities and teach people my system that I have developed for the special type of fitness and teach them how to work it and do it successfully so people continue to come to them and they feel that they are accomplishing their goals. It is a science and it is a method. But it's not that anybody can't do. You have to just want to do it. When I opened Profound Fitness, social media went crazy. And they're like, open one in California, open one in Arizona. You know, all around the U.S., I had people telling me this needs to be everywhere. And I would like it to be. Wow. Or I would like to go and train people to make it so it is everywhere.
Man, I would love to see that happen, Diana, and I believe that you will do that. Is there anything that you wish that you could do right now at Profound if money and time were no object?
If money and time were no object, I would allow all people in for fitness. It's hard when you meet somebody and they're on Social Security and they are needing your help, but they can only afford it twice a month. So that would definitely be something I would love. And, you know, even making the facility bigger and hiring some of my clientele that have gone through it, have accomplished it. And, you know, because, again, our special needs community also need places for employment as well.
I love that answer, Diana. It's funny. I ask that question usually expecting to hear about, you know, an improvement that you want to make to your space or you want to expand into a new place. And I love that you're so committed to this work that what you really want is just to open your doors to everyone. That's a beautiful sentiment, friend. I love it. So what do you want people to know about you as a passionate business owner that you think that they might not know?
It's actually kind of like what you just said. I am truly here. I just want to help the community out. I see the struggles in this fitness industry. It is not formed to the average person that needs it. I understand the struggle that goes along with fitness. I get it. You know, I am a person just like everybody else. And I really just want people to meet their goals.
So my little tradition here on Everyday Extraordinaries is to have you give us a 1 minute, I'd like to thank the Academy speech. So here's the mic. You've just won the Oscar for most extraordinary gym owner. And what do you want to say? Take it away.
Okay. What an honor to receive this award. I just wanted to thank all the people that have supported me in the journey and watching me chase my dreams, pushing me towards it, and bettering myself every day and helping me make my goals come true. One thing I want everybody to recognize is anything is possible. I started working at the ripe age of 15 at McDonald's, and today I'm a business owner. And it took believing in myself, having others believe in me, making a plan and working it. If you trust in what you can do, it can happen.
Wow. Yay. Oh, I really want to give you that award now, Diana. I give it to you. It's yours.
You. I'll take it.
Okay. Well, Diana, I'm so thankful that you said yes to being here with me today. And I believe in you so much and I love following your progress. And someday I'm going to move back to Colorado so that you can beat me into loving myself weekly again. It really is fun. Her gym is fantastic. If you live anywhere in Colorado, you should stop by and say hello. I'm sure that Diana and Ben both would be happy to see you. And there's always a really cute little dog running around.
Yes, Ninja. His name is Ninja. And everybody that I always do a free fitness, half hour fitness assessment. So if anybody ever wants to just come in and talk about their fitness goals and see what we can do with them, we totally can. We have youth programs, adult programs, kickboxing programs. So we offer everything for everybody.
So if you live anywhere in the Denver Boulder corridor there, definitely stop by to see Diana. So that's our episode for today. So if you enjoyed hearing about Diana and Profound Fitness, check out their website at profoundfit.com. And I'll put that in the show notes as well. To learn more about me, you can always visit andyfairbanks.com and check out what the Idea Champ has to offer all of you everyday extraordinaries.
Everyday Extraordinaries is written and produced by me, Andy Fairbanks. Music is licensed through Audio Jungle. If you loved the show, I'd be so honored if you'd give it a little review in iTunes to let others know to tune in. Thanks for listening. I hope you have an extraordinary day.